I'm Maddie Smith, and what time is it?
That time of the
week. What is happening? We are in studio, and your girl has food poisoning.
The vibes are good.
The vibes are bad. I spent the night mostly throwing up, a little bit of shitting. Mostly throwing up food from, I don't know, I don't want to name which comedy club, but it's a big one in the city. Mm. I woke up at 3:30 with my stomach on fire, and all the food I ever ate in the world came out.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Is that too graphic?
You're going to look great in 3 days, though.
That's what I told her. So you're going to lose so much weight.
I know, but
you're
going to
be like Kim Kardashian
skinny.
Losing 16 pounds in 3 weeks.
I know, but I'm already skinny.
You can fit in the Marilyn Monroe dress.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I'm already skinny.
I'm already fine.
Yeah, but now you can, when you get better, you can just eat what you want. You can eat like garbage for 2 weeks.
No, but then it all comes right back.
No.
Yes.
Not if she loses.
Yes.
You guys ever have food poisoning?
Yes.
And what happened?
It was the best.
I got it from Einstein's Bagels.
Really?
No.
Yeah. And yes, I will say the name.
Oh, name dropping.
Wait, how would you have gotten it from there?
I don't know.
An egg? Like a bad egg?
No, I think it was from I got like a turkey sandwich from there once, and I got food poisoning in college.
Fucking disgusting.
I got it from a salad once, which was depressing. Yeah. I was like, I should have ordered Domino's.
This is
what I
had.
Cheesy sticks.
This is what I
had. Cinna sticks.
It's probably the worst feeling I've felt in a while.
Yeah, it's
horrible. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
It hits. Mm-hmm. And it'll hit good.
And then your body that day is just like, weak.
Yeah,
I feel like someone beat me with a stick.
Yeah,
you literally.
Your skin kind of hurts.
Yeah, your skin hurts.
Everything.
Your legs hurt, and you're like.
Yeah, I feel like I have body aches.
Yeah, just like your body.
Because I threw
up
every form of liquid that was in my body all evening
until you couldn't just throw up anymore.
Until it was just like, ew! The forcefulness with which your neck moves when you throw up.
Yes.
How does you're like? Ew! Ew!
I used to think that I would get food poisoning a lot. But really, I was just drinking too many mimosas at brunch.
Mm-hmm. It's a
has that ever happened to you guys?
Yes.
It happens to a lot of people. Like there's three brunch restaurants in New York City that I'm like, I got food poisoning from there, but really I just did bottomless mimosas.
Yeah, you mixed alcohol with food.
With food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm mixing alcohol and food, I'll throw up.
Yeah.
It depends how hard I go.
Sometimes I get overexcited and I think that I have to puke or... Number two.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a cute dog.
She's a dog.
I'm a dog. Like,
you're shaking.
One time my friends came to visit me in college and we ate at the Thai place and I was chitting out like 20 minutes later.
You were so excited?
Excited
about Thai food?
It was my favorite restaurant. I had like a lot of drinks really fast, a lot of food really fast, but I rallied.
You rallied.
Ooh, rally, baby.
And then
you
did rallied. You ever go back to the restaurant?
Yeah. Because I was like, I think I just got overexcited. I could just feel like I wasn't. It was
I'm
so weird.
I'm confused about that. You were just excited. Like,
yeah.
The stimulation.
Yeah, I got overstimulated.
Like a little dog. You know, when a little dog is like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go,
I'm not potty trained. I'm not housebroken.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you poop. Interesting. Yeah. Well, I'll be recovering from that today because your girl's grind doesn't stop.
No, it does not.
But we are back in the studio. No guests this week. Just the OGs, Stuart, Ashlyn, and Caroline.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you guys doing? Seems like you're walking with peps in your step.
I've actually never felt better.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite of how you feel.
Ashlyn came in with a haircut. Stuart came in with pirate's booty. And here I am.
Caroline came in looking like Bad Bunny. That's like definitely
pooping on the floor
bunny.
Like a dog. Oh my God. What's going on? How's your guys'
Stuart
week?
And I are synced up with our periods. Is that too much to say?
No, you can say that. Oh. Yeah, I'm synced up.
I think I have some blood in my shit, too.
And you know what happened? You know what pisses me off more than anything? Not only Roe versus Wade, but my work stopped buying the fancy tampons, and now they have cardboard.
No!
You can
cardboard.
Imagine my shock.
No.
I was like, because we used to have those little fancy ones that are like the little pocket ones that you like flap out. They're so cute. They're like pink. They slide right in
right
and out.
Now we have cardboard ones, so I'm
cardboard qualified. Tampons are disgusting.
Women's rights are really in shambles.
The way I will lose that applicator in my pussy and think I gotta go.
The cardboard ones, I'm like, this is disgusting. What disgusting. Am I in the 90s with my
disgusting.
Mom?
Disgusting. Yeah. What's even worse is the ones that are just the cotton and you're expected to
like in Europe.
I've never even used one.
When a girl gives me that, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Stop trying to be one of the guys. When a girl gives me that tampon without an applicator, I'm like, you are trying so hard.
That's giving like your mom Grateful Dead.
Yes. Energy. Yes, it is.
Oh my god! So it's. I feel like European.
I know.
Also.
I just put it in. Why do you need applicator? It's bad for C.
Yeah. No.
Well, let's get into our topics today. Yeah. Well, before we do that, you guys, I'll be in Salt Lake City, Bloomington, Batavia, Milwaukee, and more coming up. So please come out.
Salt Lake City. Don't go to the Einsteins. That's where I got the food.
Oh, good to know. Actually, wow. I'm just not going to eat anymore. Yeah. But let's get into our topics.
You're just as calling Stuart, people out, Stuart.
As Stuart mentioned. People are talking about Roe versus Wade being overturned. What happened? Leaked documents? Sorry, I was bedridden. I was pooping my brains out as abortion was being illegalized.
Going to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Usually they don't leak this, and it got leaked somehow.
Who the fuck leaked it?
Somebody leaked it. Some pissed off person leaked it. People say it could have been a Republican. Nobody knows for sure.
Interesting.
Because all these
like leaking it like in a kind of like a celebratory way.
No. Mm. Whoever leaked it is like
okay,
trying
get
to
ready.
Help us out,
yeah,
so we can rally,
right?
Rally,
but I don't know. I mean, it was most likely a liberal person. I don't know. I don't know who did it, but they deserve. I don't know.
And it's they like, said why? That just because it's leaked, like it doesn't mean
it's gonna that happen. It's but it just means that like there have been moves since February,
yeah,
like,
or right. that it's gonna change,
or since Trump,
right?
Yeah, like it's least likely to like change their decision. Like right. it doesn't matter. Like once this is written, it's kind of like sealed. But they kind of do like this like rough draft, final right. draft thing. Right.
Here's all
what
I'll say.
What prompted that though?
Like, I don't want to get political. What?
What prompted like the
getting another
Texas
conservative on the bench?
But like, so once
I think RBG died,
I think Republicans are reacting strongly because Trump is out. So they're like, right. "Well, let us maintain control in this way." Yeah. Oh.
Here's what I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna get too political, but Democrats are always motherfucking taking, like Michelle Obama said, taking the high road. And I'm ready for the Democrats to stop being fucking pussies, and we need to take the low road because the Republicans always take the low road and they fucking win all
every
the time.
Time. All the time.
And all these Democrats, all they want to do is text me 50 times a day.
A
oh,
day.
Donate to Joe Biden.
A day.
Hi, Stuart. They actually think my name's Abby for some reason.
Madeline,
no
I need your help. Spelled wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, Abby, this is important! Exclamation point. I'm like, no. All you want to do is text me and not get shit done. We need to take the low road. I'm sick of
We're
Democrats
like,
sick are
of
too
the
nice.
Front.
They try to play. Yeah. They're all little. Fake politicians, and they need to get shit done.
Well, they're always trying to do like this peaceful shit, and I'm like, fuck the peaceful shit, get shit done. Like,
I know.
I'm sorry, but like, haven't we learned that like doing
Democrats
peaceful
just
want to
tweet? And I'm like, get off Twitter and go volunteer, give your fucking money.
But just doing right. peaceful shit doesn't always work. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to turn up. Sometimes the only way someone listens is when you slap them.
That's
well,
true.
Because the Democrats
that's
with
the
money
model.
Don't do anything but start little fake companies and with T-shirts stitched like I love RBG.
I'm
like,
right.
put that. Literally. Don't make a t-shirt. Put
with a
money.
Gavel. And you're like, all right, let's get it together.
I know,
exactly.
It's so bad.
But this is like so crazy because I also heard that like in the law some way, what's also in jeopardy is gay marriage.
For some
reason, like
for
it's
sure.
connected. Like, no, even by
you're
law.
You're not going to be wearing your little suit.
It's going to be like
with
a
backwards hat, like
the
Kylie Jenner.
At the Met Gala.
I literally saw that and was like, this is what Stuart thinks I'm going to wear. This is what Stuart thinks I'm going to wear to my wedding.
Yeah. All those issues tying together because they're bringing in
exactly.
states' right issues.
We're just going back in time.
And but what are we going to do? Like, separate by state now? And then we're not like, it's going to, like, I feel like that is separating. Like, where is the feds? You know what I mean? Like, federal is supposed to bring.
For it maybe is
it's supposed
it
to
is?
Bring us together as a country right like federally and like it's now we're right. so we're separating so bad like it's so bad
and it's horrible. I wasn't gonna say this but I woke up real fired up. I had an abortion at the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're doing it early on.
Oh, should I not?
No, let's do it. Grab the listeners.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Grab the listeners.
I wasn't gonna say it but I'm like sick of everyone. No one talks about it. It's literally healthcare. It's not possible for some people to have children. A guy came in me without asking, first of all, and then I took Plan B, and the Plan B did not work. And did you know there's a weight limit on Plan B?
I heard 155.
Yeah, so let's just say I'm not one. I was, I guess I, at the time, I was over 155. I thought I was a 140.
It could have been anything.
What a horrible week.
He did nothing.
What a horrible
week. I've always thought of myself as a 140, 145 girl, but maybe at the time I was over 140, 155. I don't really know.
Either way, that's something they should have told you.
Either way, it's something that you should know.
You can take four.
Nobody talks about it. I'm sick of people not talking about it. And I feel like a lot of girls actually... A lot of weird dudes listen to this podcast, but also a lot of girls. And I think it's important to destigmatize it. And people, it's insane. Women have no rights in this country. It's horrible. No one wants to get a fucking abortion.
No,
it's the worst thing ever. But I want to have kids.
The choice, the choice to take this away is like the difference. Like if this law exists, no one has to get an abortion. The only thing that it takes away is the opportunity to have one safely. So I don't understand people who are like, "Well, I'm anti-abortion." All right, bitch, then don't have an abortion. But no one's talking about you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
this does not affect.
They just want to keep poor people poor.
They want to keep poor people poor and women like behind, because it affects like who's the primary care. As we all know, dads absolutely do nothing, as we said before.
As we said before, and we'll say it again. Except for Caroline's dad, who paid for Stuart's abortion.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks, Daddy.
Thanks for the Venmo.
No, Planned Parenthood paid for my abortion. Thank you,
Planned
Parenthood.
Important resource
which is,
to have.
Which is also the Mezzies.
Packed, and you had to wait weeks for your appointment.
Yeah.
Like, it's already a mess, and now they're taking it away.
Yeah, exactly. So where are you going to go? Like, if you had
to a back alley. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're just going to have to get our hustle on.
You got to go to Mexico, like an old, like an old, like Marilyn Monroe.
Go get your abortion and a BBL.
Hair. Yeah, exactly.
The good thing is New York will be all right, though. They say New York will be like, that's not going to affect us.
We're fine. It's just fucked up.
I know.
It won't affect like New York and California, but still, it's like a little Handmaid's Tale, huh? Mm-hmm.
It's
Tale. I'm like, all right.
Our country just doesn't set us up for success in any way. There's not. I literally didn't learn sex education. I learned abstinence, like, because I went to school in the South. Like, it's like crazy. And I went to a public school. I don't even think they taught us evolution, to be totally honest with you.
I didn't learn sex education until I was in my junior year. And there was a pregnant girl in the class. And I was like, you're too late, buddy. Same. Like, he was like, let's talk about condoms. He's like, let's talk about
our country allergy. Doesn't take care of us at all. And they continue to just go backwards. And
I'm like, Essie's about to give birth in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, I think you guys are too late on this.
We had daycare at my school. At my high school. At my high school.
Teen mom, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We only had one pregnant chick.
Yeah, we had like one.
We had a lot
at my school.
We had a couple, but it was just funny to me that we were taking health, like sex ed, for the first time junior year. Yeah. And I was like, some of my friends already had their babies. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, the identity too, like with the Christianity. Yeah, that's a big thing.
It's a big barrier.
It's like pushing these people to just be irrational.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and all these Republicans were always like, "Well, they'll never overturn Roe." Well, they fucking did. They are.
I think it has to do with economics too. Like,
100%.
Like, you need it keeps a system in place.
It keeps the poor people poor.
Right. Yeah. Because right now it's like crumbling and they're trying to
because if anyone with money can't will be able to get one, but it's the people that
there's also
and we've also said that like people are not having kids and it's affecting the economy.
Yeah, that's
so it's like they, you know, they need that. Yeah, they need us.
They need people. They need labor, basically. They need I sound like a fucking communist.
In two ways.
I actually did help the economy a lot after my abortion because I was like, oh well, I'm not gonna have to pay for a baby, so I like shopped a lot. Like I was like,
it put your finances.
I was like, oh, this would have been like I would have been paying for a baby, but instead I'll just buy like three more corset tops from Revolve.
You're like $30 for Pampers. I could buy three espresso martinis.
Abortions
are good for the economy.
You heard it here first. Okay, I didn't mean to get heavy, but I'm fired up.
We need to talk about it.
You never had an abortion.
Murder.
I've been lucky to not have an abortion.
That would involve her banging a man, and she won't even bang.
She has.
No, you won't even bang Bad Bunny.
I won't bang Bad Bunny because I'm already gay. Like, I already know what it's like to have sex with a woman and know what it's like to have sex with a man, and I know which one I like more.
Either way, you don't come. Let's move down the line. NPR wrote that kids age 8 to 18 should be screened for anxiety. I never got any of the men on the screen. I didn't know what anxiety was till a year ago when I was like, oh, I'm insane.
I just thought I didn't want to go to ballet.
The way I did. What
I would throw fits.
I just thought I didn't want to go to ballet.
Yeah,
I know I was depressed.
I told you before that I used to think I could tell the tell the future, remember? Because I would get like anxious and I would think it was like a gut feeling that something was going to go wrong. Remember, we've said that before? Yeah. And you said that quote, if you're living in the future, you have anxiety. And if you're living in the past, you have depression.
Yeah.
You said that before.
I said that?
Yeah. Wow. I got a tattoo on my lower back.
Yeah.
Deep.
I have intense anxiety.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And it formed, I think, when I was like 13, maybe even earlier.
Oh, yeah. I've always had it. But I mean, I come from a broken home. So.
Me too.
Yeah.
Can kids be like anxious though? Like the way adults? I don't think.
Yes. Yeah. I had my first boyfriend, when he started pulling away, I lost my mind.
How old were you?
15.
Last year.
I lost my mind. And I didn't realize till now that I had anxiety. I thought I was just losing my mind.
I've had it since I was like...
So preoccupied.
Eight, yeah. I think. Ever since I was eight. Like, I remember they gave me a stress ball and it looked like the globe. Like, it had, like the earth, remember? It had like... Yeah. I don't know if anyone remembers that, but it had like green. It was like the earth. And I had a stress ball in like ninth grade. I definitely had anxiety.
Yeah.
Fidgety toys. Yeah. Toys. In general, keep our hands busy for so long.
I can't take tests. I'm unless like a bad, it, you know how people are like bad? I'm like an actual bad test taker. Like I cannot. Mm-hmm. So I always had like
that. Do you get stressed out? Like
I just can't take tests. Like I can't.
What happens?
I'm really bad. Like I forget everything.
Mm. So like I guess you go it's like in
performance
there?
Anxiety.
You get in there and you're like, you shut down?
Yeah.
I can do it. I just can't. Like I'll know information and I think I'm a kind of slightly smart person, and like I will get the like 12% on tests.
I literally got 12% in Arkansas, right?
Yeah, that's great.
They were like, you are literally the Clinton scholar.
You're a genius.
Rose scholar.
You're going to space camp.
Yeah.
My anxiety is with uncertainty. I don't do it with uncertainty.
Mm. Yeah.
As you guys know.
Divorce.
Yeah.
Talk about what ifs.
You know, not a stable household. I don't like changes.
Yeah.
If something changes, like last minute, like I freak out.
Right.
Like I've done that, but like what's bad about me is that if I'm having an anxiety attack and I don't know, I'll get angry instead of like just like talking it out and being like, oh, I'm feeling anxious because of this, and I'll turn it into anger.
Mm.
So that
sounds like every man I know.
Yeah.
You're like, Daddy, is that you?
Yeah. You are very masculine.
Yeah.
Mine goes more internal.
Yeah.
People pleasing type shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Me too, probably.
Yeah, well, we can talk about kids later. And one more topic. Americans are eating more beef than ever. I'm not after last night. I'll tell you that.
I'm like off meat right now, sort of.
What's the beef? I think I'm still on meat. Although I've been choosing more plant-based items lately.
Yeah.
Oh, but shut up, Eric Adams.
Hey, beef is like heroin.
Yeah.
You literally just got back from Texas. You're going to Oklahoma. There's not a vegetable on site.
Yeah.
But we're going to get that. We'll talk about
fried
that.
Cheese. Oh my
God. We're going to talk about that in our first segment. So let's move into it, which is called Let's Sync Up. Do you think people can tell that I'm sick? Do I look sick?
Yeah.
No, you look great.
No, you look amazing.
My face is on fire.
You look like a thriving Dementor.
Really? You're killing it.
Do I look ill? Like,
yeah.
Gray?
Your skin looks the normal skin color of yours.
Gray?
You kind of are blending in with
your
hoodie.
Your eyes haven't opened
really
very far.
I'm like warm and I think I'm dying a little bit.
I know you're sick because you didn't take an edible before.
I did. I still did, though.
Yeah, she took an edible. Look at her eyes.
I still did,
That's
though.
Not food poisoning, honey.
No, that's not food poisoning.
That's a shark poisoning. Gummy.
That's just the weed. That's just the weed, man.
That's a shark gummy.
We got food poisoning, but we ain't trying to not have fun.
Yeah,
know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Well, let's get the segment started. We always like to start the pod with one question to get our juices flowing, to get our fallopian tubes tied in a knot. And today's question, you know, Americans are eating more beef than ever. Okay, so let me ask you this. What's everyone's favorite form of beef?
My favorite beef is the one I have with Ashlyn every week on this podcast.
Oh, a little wordplay.
Oh,
a little wordplay.
Beef. You guys consider that beef.
Now you have beef over who interrupts more and who's the favorite too. So
there's
a lot going on.
Stuart is the favorite and Stuart interrupts.
Remember Michael's
I'm not the favorite.
Michael's dad said everyone's saying Ashlyn's the favorite.
Oh no, I think Ashlyn's still the favorite.
Number one funny of the week.
No, I don't. But I think that changes. Like I feel like a lot of people are like, I love Caroline, she's my favorite.
People
or like they'll be
Caroline.
Like Stuart with the dating, love her. And then people will be like, Maddie's a killer. Like I feel like it changes all the week. Well, every week.
We each have and this is what fans. I say. You don't have to like me. I like myself enough for the both of us.
Getting that tattoo too.
That's I'm trying to be in a queendom mindset as well.
Yeah. I'm over trying to... I'm over people pleasing. That's why I said my I had an abortion.
Yeah.
I give no fucks anymore.
We're done. Come hello, Michael's dad. Enjoy.
Come for me.
Enjoy Kansas.
Hello, I give no Kansas fucks. City boy.
Yeah. Okay, so what is everyone... What's everyone's favorite kind of beef?
I love beef. I love beef. I love carne asada on tacos.
Carne asada. Oh. Or brisket.
Ooh.
Brisket's my favorite.
Fuck, dude. I'm gonna nut. I'm like in that part of the day after you've been sick where you're like starting to feel some hunger and you're like, I'm gonna eat tonight.
I'm gonna.
But Mama's it's not gonna, gonna taste tonight. Good until like 2 days from now.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's maybe. Like nothing's gonna feel good. That's the thing.
Yeah, how are you talking about meats when you're this sick? Meats.
I wrote this question before I was pummeled by a fucking
she's
lamb.
She's an expert. She's a professional. She's yeah. Oprah. She's Barbara Walters.
Literally.
She has to keep it intact no matter
I
what.
I have to keep it intact. Yeah. And I was sweating in my bed at 5:20 and you motherfuckers rolled in at 5:30 and now here we are.
Meats sometimes do gross me out. I have to go with like a brisket, a carne asada is good.
A ribeye.
Burger.
Fuck me up. With the fat, I spank that shit. I'd be like,
I jiggle it.
Yeah,
I fuck that shit up. I don't often eat steak because it sits in my stomach and I can still hearing it moo when I fall asleep.
Steak's like when I go to a wedding, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm about to get this steak.
I used to do the salmon because I was lame.
Because you want to be thin. That's chicken. Why. Because you want to be, you still want to be like, excuse me, I'll have the salmon.
Absolutely snatched.
If I'm not paying for it, I'm eating steak. Mm-hmm. Like when we went to La Dup.
Steak sits in me though, and then when, if I'm gonna hook up with a guy, I have to fart.
Do you ever get the meat sweats?
Yeah, I don't eat the. I don't pork eat meat sits if I'm gonna hook like up that. With someone.
Mm. Pork sits. Meat doesn't sit on me like that.
Meat or beef?
Yeah, beef, but pork sits in my stomach. Like I don't like carnitas a lot. Like if I eat that, it'll sit
it's
in my stomach.
Fatty.
Yeah,
I don't like the fatty chops. Parts.
Sometimes if I'm having pork chops, I'm burping. I'm like, oh my God, it smells like it's right in my mouth. Yeah. I'm sorry. It smells like I'm burping through my bowl.
I don't like pork chops because when I was growing up, I would get home from school and I would be so fucking hungry and my mom would be like, I made pork chops. And you're like, I just want a hungry man. I just want to be like, I would
you're
get
such
so
a broken child.
Mad when
I
that bitch made pork chops.
I know. I like burgers.
I would get
burgers
so burgers. Mad when she said pork chops. I would fucking be livid.
My mom would make pork chops a lot too.
So many pork chops.
Why?
Pork chops.
Yeah, but the
way nobody so would do that now.
It gives me
kids.
Trauma.
But the way white people make pork chops and the way Spanish people make pork chops is completely
I know
different.
That.
It's so versatile.
We had the white one.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Not the good ones.
I know, but I love pork
and
chops.
And it's 7 p.m. and the only thing chop? You ate today was a pork chop and applesauce.
No.
And then you're like, can I have something else? And your mom's like, kitchen's closed.
Kitchen's
this is I'm why telling. I literally didn't spend any time in my house growing up because the food sucked.
Yeah.
And then
the
I would just
go to my
friend's
house. The minute I got
my house.
License, I ate Panera for every meal.
Same.
That's
Panera
much,
for every
meal. Every meal.
Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I would get sushi a lot.
Tim Hortons. Like.
Absolutely. And I would go to my friend. I would eat everything at my friend's houses because I would not
me
eat
too.
My mom's nasty ass food.
Nasty
hamburger
food.
Helper. Are you kidding me?
Are you
salty.
Fucking kidding me?
I live in Greenpoint.
I would go to my friend's places and they would have extravagant meals for dinner.
I know.
That's crazy. Now you guys are making me appreciate my mom. I don't like this podcast anymore.
See, mine.
I know.
I'm about to leave this podcast. You guys are making me be like, damn, I love
my
mom.
Mom's a bitch.
Yeah.
But she cooks really good.
But my mom cooks really good because she cooks Spanish food. So we always had like sweet plantains or, you know, tostones or That's rice good. And beans and chicken and steak with onions. You guys are really... The one thing I did hate was that my mom didn't know how to really cook vegetables because she's Spanish. So she all our vegetables will be canned vegetables. And it will be like the green beans. And I, those made me like... I like when I think of those, I like... I have food poisoning.
Oh,
like automatically.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Lima beans?
My mom would give us...
Lima beans and those mixed... Frozen with the carrots,
with the carrots
peas,
and the white
and
what's
the corn
the white
and the green bean. I don't know. And
it's corn
onion.
And
potato.
I think it's
those
corn.
Mixed
it's
veggies.
Like,
yeah,
that's,
I know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's child abuse. Those. How come no one called ACS?
My mom would give us the green beans cold. Literally just called, open the can, drain it, plop.
Oh, done. I feel like that's what my mom did.
Green beans, they were dead disgusting.
She would boil them. Oh my nasty. God.
Lima beans for us. And my dad would be like, you have to take 3 more bites before you can. And I'm like,
One time, my mom made baked ziti and green beans, and I put them inside the baked ziti, like the pasta, yeah. And I hid them.
Oh, yeah. You would hide. I used to always try to throw my food away. You know what? I fucking caught my dad once. I was like, I remember so vividly. I was 6. My mom used to work nights at a hospital, so it'd just be me and him staring at each other. Fucking, I'm like, I know you want Sam's pizza, Sam's Club pizza, but now here we are. And so
I remember
he was watching me like try to eat a pork chop or something. Like,
was it really dry?
And I was and I was like, I ate it. And he was like, no, you didn't. And then he went through the garbage and there was a pork chop in there. And he was like, that's not yours. It's mine. He threw his away.
No!
And made me. I remember that so vividly. And that's how my anxiety started. Because yeah. You motherfucker lied to me, did exactly what I wanted to do. And that's then said, that one's mine.
That's when you stopped trusting men.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, you're fucking lying to me.
In that minute.
Yeah, early. Exactly.
And he accused me because he had done it itself.
Yeah.
Himself. Just so like when men accuse you of cheating, it's because they're cheating.
Literally.
And that's how I knew.
Classic deflecting project.
He deflected for sure. Anyway, I also like ground beef on tacos. Like a American homemade, like with the flour and the ground beef and the stupid shredded cheddar cheese, like fully white sour cream.
With the taco packet.
Yeah.
No.
Taco sauce. That's how I like tacos.
No.
Shredded iceberg lettuce.
I can tell by the where you took me for that time we were in.
We went to Senor Salsa's.
Yeah,
right?
Senor Salsa. That's exactly what it was. It was depressing.
Yeah.
I said, wow, this is how Maddie treats me. She has no respect for me.
Well, if you make it at home with the El Paso kit, fucking slaps.
Yeah. The El Paso kit is so good.
I passed those for years in the grocery store, and finally my parents started getting them.
And you'd buy the taco shells, and they'd all be broken when you got home. Like, no.
The hard shells?
Yeah.
Oh, I only do the soft shells because the hard shells fuck up my roof, the roof of
me
my
too.
Mouth.
Me too.
I'm over here with cuts and shit. Like, I was eating paper, and I got paper cuts.
I know.
Cuts.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
They break everywhere. Yeah. I also like pot roast. You guys don't like pot roast?
I do. Yeah. I'm not going to order it on Seamless.
Order at
a
the bar.
Pot roast from the deli.
Order. It's good. When's the last time you had it?
I don't know. I think my mom used to make it on Christmas.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
And have carrots and stuff in it.
No.
Yeah. I'd rather have a nice steak from Le Diplomat, but yeah, sure.
Their food wasn't even that good.
I'm kidding. It was horrible.
Le Diplomat sucked. That was when Stuart and I were whores.
Yeah. When?
Okay, here's one more thing I like.
Not a whore.
Here's one more thing I like. Sloppy Joe's.
I was going to say Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, Sloppy Joe's are
fire.
Kind of sloppy.
No. The way the bread like gets all the sauce. Oh,
this conversation is
like
giving me too much
sauce
middle, like,
around your
I'm
face.
So proud of where I am now from
right.
this.
You mean you think you've advanced from the Sloppy Joe?
It's
humbling. I don't.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't have to eat like Campbell's soup anymore.
Right.
Like I get to eat like sushi every day. If I
used to.
But I am sad that I don't eat Chef Boyardee anymore.
I did like
I
Chef
like that.
Boyardee.
I did.
And then
but
I found out
why
how bad
was
it
was sauce
for you.
So it tasted like
it's
the color
salt.
Orange.
There was crack in there.
So much
there was crack in the meatballs.
It tasted wrong but good at the same
time.
Yeah.
Like
this is not how spaghetti tastes, but I like it.
You ever took like
you
white
can eat that
slice
out of a can too.
Yeah, you ever eat white you grab white sliced bread and then like with your spaghetti and you just slob the bread up and then you eat it?
Fire
sandwich.
With some
gas.
With some like I can't
gas.
Believe it's not butter on it.
I think I'm realizing why I like
absolute 90s chicken kid trash.
Absolutely.
So much country crock we used to put on our bread.
Oh
yeah.
My god,
margarine was huge. I haven't had margarine in 15
years.
Oh,
I love margarine.
So good.
It was so salty.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Kate was the one that was like, country crock isn't good. I'm like, you watch your fucking mouth.
Watch your mouth.
You watch your mouth.
Cape Cod slut. You watch it.
I think this type of food is like why I guess I'm obsessed with like restaurants now.
You're obsessed with restaurants.
Well, I just like restaurants a lot, and I feel like I'm realizing
you don't bad food.
Yeah,
you do have good taste in food. We all do, though.
Yeah,
I would say
I have bad and good at the same time. Mm-hmm. I have bad, good, bad though.
I'll eat
like
some
you and
shit,
I will talk
like,
about you know
we
shitty
have
food.
Good, bad, good.
I
bad.
Think Stuart not as much likes the shitty food.
I don't think I like the shitty food as much.
Like Ashlyn and I will talk about Taco Bell.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think you're into Taco Bell.
She likes Taco
Bell.
You
go to restaurants.
I don't like Taco Bell.
I'm okay with Taco Bell, but it does make me. I would look like that if I ate Taco Bell.
Like what? Like a gray sweater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I have poop coursing through my veins.
Ew.
Anyway.
I think I just like, I just don't, the sloppy joes, I don't, I would not eat a sloppy joe today.
It's a humbling food.
It, I feel back like in the day, it did slap it. At church.
Yep. At church. Camp. Yeah, because you were so depressed from being at church. You would like anything.
You know what I like? When queso has beef in it.
Ew. See, I don't.
Really?
I think I don't like beef. I'm realizing now.
What? You like, burgers. Brisket. You like burgers.
I like burgers. I love
a nice burger. Have you guys ever had beef ribs, like from a barbecue place?
Oh, yes. Ribs are amazing.
Beef ribs, though?
I don't know if I've had beef ribs. Oh.
Have you guys had Kim Kardashian's ribs that she had to get removed to fit into the Maryland?
Yeah. You can actually order that. It's on the secret menu.
Yeah. Can I have the Kim K? Caroline, what beef do you like? Wellington?
Yes. Oh, wait, I hate beef. Well done.
It's so weird. English food is so weird.
No, I like burgers a lot. I like chili with beef.
I love chili.
It's so much more flavorful.
Oh, instead of turkey?
Turkey.
I used to make turkey chili. I had to put so much salt in it.
When someone makes turkey chili, I'm like, okay, do you have no taste buds? Like, are you just...
Yeah, it's dry.
It's disgusting. Likes
it. But I do it.
You like it?
It has to be done.
You like it?
I love...
Is bison beef?
I don't think I like beef. I'm realizing now.
You might,
but you love the meat.
Have you ever had bison?
I'll give you that beef. I do like chili. Fuck, dude, with sour cream and cheese on...
Mostly just cheese. Like, gonna come.
What's the main difference between turkey chili though and beef? I thought it was
turkey's
just like,
a little drier, less flavored. Beef has more fat.
So wait, have y'all ever eaten deer?
Yes.
No. I think I've had venison once. Good. It's very gamey.
I don't like it.
Venison is gamey.
And I didn't love duck when I had it.
What about rabbits? Have you ever had rabbits?
I've never had rabbit. I like duck.
I like rabbit. Spanish people make a lot of stuff with rabbit.
We should be eating more rabbits. No offense. I feel like.
I mean, what?
They're so plentiful.
We should be eating more rabbits, you said?
Yeah, right?
One time.
Calling PETA.
Wow, that's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
I'm saying they
breed so quickly. I barely have it, but. I did. I felt bad one time. I'm like, you're too.
Do you just watch like Bugs Bunny on the TV and you go,
No.
And that motherfucker on a skewer.
No. One time. I get a French restaurant, like, it's stew with the rabbits. And I'm like, oh, if the French are doing it. But then there's stuff like foie gras or whatever, they like stuff. Mm. They like basically like abuse.
Stuart and I had foie gras.
It's like,
in
so cruel.
DC.
Yeah, they abuse the animal, but it's actually
who cares?
A culture.
It's a duck.
I know.
Food,
it's like
so we can't make fun of it.
It's not going to stop because of I don't know. I feel powerless against the.
I like. I mean,
community.
Foie gras was not that good. It's not worth.
We had it, but that was also a bad restaurant.
Yeah,
that was so funny. Probably I forgot about that whole dinner until now.
For some reason, when I'm thinking of steak, I'm just thinking of that dinner. Because that's the last time I had steak, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you really don't eat steak?
I don't eat beef a lot.
Meat ravioli is so good.
Meat ravioli?
Like meat ravioli or like meat tortellini.
Lasagna?
Meat with lasagna.
Oh, lasagna's great.
I'll give it up for lasagna.
Veal cutlet, milanese.
And I love it like... Yeah,
bolognese.
I like Italian food. We didn't make Italian food though growing up. I mean,
bolognese is so easy.
The ragu can on
we had spaghetti
angel
and
hair.
Meatballs. That's it.
And call it pasta.
Like,
I didn't know what gnocchi was until I entered Caroline's home.
My mom made gnocchi with meat stuffed gnocchi the other night. It was like it looks so good.
I think you should have us over to your house for three nights.
Maybe in the summertime, you guys, when it gets nice, I would sit outside, have a barbecue.
I want your mom
to cook.
Yeah, my mom is a good barbecue.
No, I don't want barbecue.
She's better
I want
than
Italian.
My dad.
I want gnocchi.
She does sausage on the grill. That's
I
good.
Want like
we want
meat. Fucking.
We want one day of pure Italian food, like just treat us gabagool, like you know what I mean. Like I don't want any women at the table talking.
None.
Serving.
They're all mustering around.
Yeah.
Their all flabby arms like everywhere.
Well, I feel like we're synced up.
I'm synced up.
I'm sweating. Should we go to the next podcast? This is a great challenge. I feel like I'm on Fear Factor.
Yeah.
Hosting a podcast while having food poisoning.
This episode's going to be wild.
This is great.
It's going to be all over the
Stuart,
place.
Stuart, do we have
like
any
speed
dating today?
Oh, absolutely. I have one speed dating right here. Now, this one was interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so someone said... What is the morality of hooking up with a guy you ended things a few months ago because of long distance?
Oh, wow.
I think do it for sure, 1,000%.
Hooking up with him?
So pretty much she ended things. I think what she's saying is she ended things because of long distance. Mm-hmm. And then maybe she's going back to that town and she's like, is it bad if I hook up with
him?
Why not? First of all, why the fuck not? women, we care too. The men aren't thinking these things through. No. He's probably already moved on. If he's really in love with you or something, then maybe that's a different situation. Yeah, you gotta be sensitive to him about that. But men don't think, oh, will I hurt her feelings if I do this? Oh, is it gonna be bad if I do this? They don't think about any of that. They don't think about anything. So I think she needs to not get in her head about it. Go hook up with the guy. Don't worry about your morals. Get your dick wet.
It's also, you're not adding another one to the list, so your number is staying even.
You keep
so
it even. It's like it never happened.
Yeah, exactly.
It's and you guys already, yeah, if you want to go back and hook up with him, that means he probably had good sex. Go get some,
exactly.
Girl.
Yeah.
And he knows you don't live there. If he doesn't realize that, if he thinks you're going to move for him, then he's stupid, and he needs to pay you $85 a year.
But to be his housewife. When she means morality, like, does she mean, what does she mean?
She's saying, like, I feel bad because I ended things, but when I go back into town, I maybe want to fuck.
If a guy ended things with me and he, I probably wouldn't respond to his text, but I'm just a girl.
But she ended things.
But she's got to be
if
careful.
If a guy ended with me and then hit me up later to hook up, I probably would ignore his text.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's a great other point. Men don't do anything that they don't want to do. Yeah. So if he answers your text, he'll be fine with it. Guys like it when girls
and
leave town.
And if he
town.
Doesn't, then you're like, okay, he doesn't.
Guys
you have to go
like
on neutral.
It when girls leave town.
They're obsessed.
They get
the
so
number of
horny.
People I've hooked up with in different cities who are so nice to me.
Exactly.
Because they know they got a fucking deadline.
A guy in town that knows he's never going to see. There's nothing sweeter, more loving, a kinder man.
But the fact that she said, like, morality, like, she's feeling guilty of it makes it feel like he's still in love with her.
Right.
Right? Like the way she said it.
No, I just think women
overthink things. I'm not in love with you. I'm just in love with your dick.
Right. I just think women overthink things and she's trying to be kind, maybe. And like be like, oh, is it bad? But no, girl, men do not give a shit. And if he answers your text, do it. Maybe text him earlier in the evening. Don't do a 1 a.m. or...
Don't do a one night stand. Basically, a booty call.
You can do a booty call. You can do a booty call, but do it like text him at like 7. Like, hey, are you going to be out tonight? I'm going to be like at these bars. Maybe I'll run into you.
He.
That's what I would do.
He, smiley face.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
If he doesn't respond, you move on with
your
life.
Or just get drunk around him and see what happens. That's what I
just get drunk around him, see if he takes advantage of you.
Just go to his house.
Just do that.
Or you take advantage of him.
Just go see if he needs help redecorating his house.
Oh.
Exactly.
Done.
Done.
Perfect.
All right. So yeah, that's speed dating for today. Do it, girl.
Thank you for welcoming us into your speed dating corner.
Thank you, Stuart.
Let's go to our next segment, which is called Weird Science. All right, we haven't played this in a while. We got some new headlines from science.
Is this me versus Stuart?
You always ask that. We're just having fun.
No beef here, honey.
I'm just saying because you
know, because Caroline already knows the articles.
All right.
Yes.
So yes, it's you too.
Some of them I might not know off the top of my head.
I didn't know if you wanted us to both answer or you know what I mean. I was just asking.
Answer as you please.
Okay.
Okay. First one: women who wear this, attractive women who wear this, are perceived as more aggressive.
Basketball
shorts.
Lipstick. WNBA, baby.
Basketball shorts is incorrect. Stuart was close.
Mascara, lipstick, blush.
Makeup.
Everything.
Oh, my God. Goodbye,
everything.
Sister.
So, we got some info from this article.
You don't know what makeup
so
is.
So, I guess if you're an attractive woman and you wear makeup, people think you're aggro.
Why?
Yeah.
I think women that don't wear makeup are aggro, like her.
I don't, but if...
she looks like that and you're coming for me.
I'm sick.
She's
boo,
ill.
You whore. So, attractive women who wear makeup. So,
like
if you look at Megan Fox, if she's not wearing makeup. But when she's wearing makeup, I guess people are like, she's aggro.
Wow.
Aggro as aggressive?
Yes. That's
aggressive,
what
like
said.
Sexually?
I don't know. Caroline, you got any
hold on.
Bites?
I'm aggressive and I wear a lot of makeup, so.
Right.
Yeah, but you're
I'm
not
the first.
Pretty.
They're saying attractive people who wear makeup.
I'm so done with her. You're lucky that I like myself. Okay.
Defining
I like myself enough for the both of
attractive
us.
Attractive people that put on a lot, like a Fox News anchor. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
It says that the findings suggest makeup's function as a signal of intersexual competitiveness is primarily restricted to attractive women. So, split between...
It's like in Les Mis when the whores had, like,
personality
red blood on their faces. Like,
so who wrote this? The Post?
Attractive within the attractive people realm.
Yes.
It's... And that makes sense.
It's giving like Samantha on Sex and the City.
Right. Mm, versus, I don't know.
Versus like a sweet girl that doesn't wear a lot of makeup. Yeah. Also, it's like, I agree with this.
I feel like it's like a it's almost like a mask.
I've just never considered.
God, that's so deep.
I've just never considered makeup as aggressive. Like, if I see a girl with makeup, I'm like, oh, I can probably beat her up.
It's like war paint.
To me, I'm like, she probably has an important job, which I think is aggressive.
Aggressive?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that, I mean, I wear
makeup. Did a man write this?
But I know girls that don't wear a lot of makeup. Right. Like, it is more like it's a sweeter East Coast kind of.
I
know.
Fucking knew it. I agree.
Like a
man wrote this article.
Yeah, duh.
He's like, probably had like, he probably realized that someone would wear makeup.
Like, wait a minute.
I know.
I feel deceived. I'm going to find out more.
Stupid idiot.
Interesting.
I have not been wearing a lot of makeup, but when I do, I'm like, I should wear makeup more.
Yeah.
I wear makeup and I'm like, why
can't
I do that?
I've been wearing makeup for so long. I can't stop.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to do.
Yeah.
Like, I have a good time.
Although I love wearing like no makeup all day.
Yeah, it feels so good.
Like when I work from home and I wear no makeup, I just feel
that
I look,
feels good too.
And I look like people the are ugliest, but I'm
you can rub your eyes.
And people are so mean about celebrities wearing no makeup. They don't want to. Their face is covered in shit all day.
I know.
Let them walk without anything on their face.
I don't wear makeup. I never have. I hate makeup. Yeah. But also, like, none of the women in my family wear makeup.
Yeah.
Not just my mom who's gay, but like my aunts, my sisters, my cousins. No one wears makeup. Like, I don't know, like,
I'm just so lazy, and I'm like, you have to look at my face, not me.
Yeah. My face is just like passable, so I'm like, I don't need to make it anything better or anything worse. Yeah. I'm just like, I could wake up and just go out like this. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm hideous, you know?
It says,
I don't think you're hideous at all. You have a great even skin tone. Some of us aren't so lucky.
Yeah, that's also, I mean, genetic, if you have good genes.
Don't be looking up and down. Looking
I would never wear
I do think it's hard for like super white people to go without makeup.
Yeah, I look like a little pasty red. My eyes look bleeding. I look like a naked mole rat.
You look like you were in Kim Possible.
Literally.
I look like a man. I look like a man in a wig.
Yeah,
no,
makeup,
you don't.
Without makeup.
Makeup for me is like put together. I take myself seriously. I get up in the morning. I do my chores. But I don't wear like, some girls like contour. I'm always jealous.
Yeah, that's
I am not that patient. I can't sit for hours and like.
What if I showed up to a contour at a podcast?
That'd be amazing.
I would be like, are you okay? I'd be like, do you have food poisoning again?
Actually, yeah. Okay, let's do another one.
Okay.
This is linked to lower sexual performance in men, but higher in women.
Love.
No.
Intimacy.
Hair growth pills.
Not hair growth pills.
The communication.
Nope. The consumption of this.
Alcohol.
No.
Chocolate.
Beer.
Not chocolate. Not beer.
Oysters.
Blueberries.
Think about something that men do a lot and women don't do as much as men.
Working out?
No.
Masturbating.
No. Nope.
Ignoring
getting
people.
Close, getting close with masturbating, though. Something.
Jerking
porn,
off.
Porn.
Porn.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding,
men
ding,
who
ding.
Watch porn perform lower sexually, but women who watch it, I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What are you, me, on Google last night at 10 p.m.? Yeah, no, for sure.
When I watch porn, I go the next day and I'm like, I do every move right.
I know.
I feel hot and wet, too.
I knew a guy once.
It's like a preheating.
Yeah,
preheating
it is.
I knew my friend, her boyfriend at the time, got mad at her for masturbating because of this reason. He thought that she was going to not want to have sex with him that night. And we were like, that's crazy because like men, interesting though.
But I think that's because men have sex to like complete a mission. Like they have sex.
Completed.
Yeah, they have sex to come. So complete. Mm-hmm. I feel like women kind of have sex to connect.
Right.
And possibly have a baby.
Stuart not did in my that door. And then got rid of it.
But so I feel like women still want to get pounded after masturbating.
Yeah, it just gets you more excited.
It
does. Yeah.
It gets your juices flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch it if I, because, you know, I have a hard time getting wet, but if I watch porn the day before, you know, you're good to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Then you need to get your sessions in, honey.
I know. It just makes the juices flow.
You need a Pornhub premium.
And I know I do. And the next day your body's like, oh, we're doing this.
Yeah.
I watched a big titted bitch yesterday, so now you're the big titted bitch.
Exactly.
Stuart? Or
Some men have big titties.
I haven't, like, a lot of the guys I've been with lately have been less on porn than...
I think they're all realizing that their penises don't fucking work anymore and they're trying to take steps to stride.
Yeah. I feel like I ask... whenever I ask, it's like they lie anyway. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like I just
assume, I don't ask.
I assume everybody does, and I don't want to know either. I do not. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they lie.
And I don't want anyone asking me. I don't need people knowing.
Yeah.
I like to know if Kate masturbates. I like it. Really? I don't know. Yeah.
One time I tried to bowl. Because
I'm kind of like, yeah, you're not a, like a prude. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah.
That's good.
Let me watch you.
One time I tried. True. One time I tried to blow my ex, and he wouldn't let me. And I was like, do you jack off? And he was like, yes.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was being rejected, but he just jacked off. They always have a reason for their actions.
There's always an. Yeah. There's always, once you get down to the deep, dark mess.
It's all porn.
I know.
It's all porn. It's
I know. All right, let's do another one. MIT built something to study this cookie's reason why some cream goes on one side of the wafer.
Oreo.
They built an Oreo meter.
Okay, that's not. I didn't even understand your article.
Well, she said it right away.
I understood.
You guys speak the same language.
Yeah. Well, there's a new thing at MIT that is trying to figure out why some of the cream always goes to one side of the Oreo.
Oh.
Meanwhile, abortion's being overturned, and the smartest people in our country are trying to figure out the Oreo.
MIT needs to get their shit.
Sometimes it's 6 to 1 part, sometimes it's 6 to 2 parts.
It depends on which one the person put it on that part, and then the person that put the little...
1,000,000%. Why are we doing this?
This
why
is...
Are we doing also, this? Who cares? Oreos are extremely delicious. I don't give a fuck what part is on. I'll open it and lick it. And
I pray to God my tax dollars did not go to this.
It did. It
absolutely
did.
A waste of time and funding. Meanwhile, we can't get an abortion. And that's it.
And turkey chili isn't that good, apparently.
And turkey chili isn't that good.
Yeah, they need to spend their...
All three of these articles, I'm like, this is like, stupid.
I like these kind of... I like this kind of stuff, but I'm just like, we don't need that right now. Like, right now, we have so many things going on. It's like...
I'm
going
to go to MIT with my 12% that's if what we're... studying Oreos on
you
one
could
side.
You could
right
you
I would could, consider easily. Me Albert Einstein if we're talking about like Oreos right.
Who literally said, listen guys, we need to change the world, and they were like, you know how we change the world by finding out by finding out why one side has cream of the Oreo
seems
the other
like
doesn't.
Oreo just wants us to care about them again.
They know right. Because they marketing. Ran out of flavors to come
Oreo
up with.
Probably sponsored the fucking study.
True. Yeah. Like, just give me the double stuff,
Oreo study abroad.
Obsessed with double stuff.
Give me the double stuff. Give me a triple stuff. Give me a quadruple stuff. Just stuff it. Right. And
there,
I'm good.
Is there anything better than dipping that shit in milk?
No, and it gets a little...
It gets all soggy and you suck it off the cream and you're like, oh.
Oreo anything
do y'all
is
do
good.
It one side and then... I like to eat it full.
I put the whole thing in milk and let the shit melt.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all ever do the peanut butter? Like
yes.
Sometimes.
Absolutely.
Like, peanut butter's like parent trap.
Absolutely.
Like you put
Lindsay
peanut butter
Lohan
on an Oreo?
Absolutely.
That much. That's flavor overload.
No, it's fire.
Sometimes things are just flavor overload for me.
Peanut butter
like
strong.
Fried Oreos?
Why did it... Here's what I want to like go to MTV. What's it called? MIT?
MIT. MTV. I mean, at this point, same thing.
I want to go to MIT and ask... Why the Halloween, the orange ones are better.
They are better. They're really good.
The orange ones are good.
They're so good.
The orange are better than the white.
I find them dry. No, I don't like them.
The orange ones are fire.
Fire. What? And the colors are awesome.
Have you guys ever had a purple milkshake?
No.
No.
A taro milkshake?
No, it's
a vanilla purple milkshake. I've had one before,
but it tastes different.
It tastes
not
like
vanilla,
from
but it
where?
Tastes like vanilla, right? It tastes like extra
it tastes
vanilla.
Like purple.
From
oh
where?
No, I've had one purple, but
and that tastes like orange. But from where?
Yeah, Purple Cow in Little Rock, Dallas, Fayetteville, multiple locations. That's where I
Fayetteville, Indiana.
Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
I forgot where I had mine, but it tasted like extra vanilla.
It's a thing, though. People around the country have had it.
It's a thing.
I need to try one. It's I'm going
trend.
To the South soon.
Yeah, you need a purple milkshake. There was,
you just go
I'll
around.
Find you one
I'm
in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma and Texas. And
but
New
it's,
Mexico.
It tastes purple. Like, I'm like, what? It's literally vanilla with purple food coloring.
That sounds awesome.
But it's so good.
To me, it tastes more vanilla than vanilla. I was like, what? I expected, like, for it to kind of change.
But the orange Oreos hit different.
They hit different.
I think it's like a Velcro thing, too. Like the actual twisting of the Oreo, because like one side is like they're saying one side has like kind of texture, and sometimes one
or it's
smooth.
Like when you in pottery
like,
when you have to do the thing,
yes, like scoring it
scoring,
a little bit,
yeah, oh, scoring.
We have ceramicists.
I used to be so bad at that; my cat's arms would slide off. So stupid, Caroline. Do you have another one that we can do?
Yes. So humans and what other species are the only two that can tell the difference between odd and even numbers?
Ants?
Close.
Bees.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
How did I know weird? That?
Well, I feel like they're like eusocial animals. Like, meaning like they do, they can do crazy stuff
bees
together.
Would not
but they tested it out.
How would they know if it's otter?
They tested
wouldn't.
It out. Like
how would they know
clean.
What otter even is? Go ahead.
Female runs
they
society.
Did a,
that's
their
a human
experiment.
Invented
on.
Thing, otter even.
Well, they I have know. Workers. They have worker bees. That's why I thought of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Eusocial. Like,
what
they
does that have to do with odd and even?
Well, it's the same way that they know, like, it's this weird social thing that they are like, you're worker bees and we're the queen bees. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they have a lot of social, they pick up a lot of social skills from us. Mm. So that's why, that's
from
the us? Only reason why. What?
Hold on. What does that have to do with numbers?
Wait, hold on. I'm looking.
Even in odd numbers.
I have no idea. Won't you ask MIT? Mm-hmm. Won't you ask them? They probably know.
They're busy with the Oreo.
Maybe they do like things and shit. Like maybe they do.
Maybe
like,
they have like two queens at once and never three.
Yeah.
Or something. I mean, the honeycomb.
Or like,
pretty
or the honeycomb is very like.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm looking it.
Don't
up.
Know.
It's
don't
so,
care.
Yeah.
That's Wait, what I'm saying because
so
they have worker
it's
bees.
So long and like dumb. I just saw the headline.
Yeah, this isn't MIT. Like, you don't have to do the homework.
Yeah, we're good. All right, well, good to know.
That's interesting, though. Ants bury their dead.
They're
yeah,
dead.
Yeah, they do such crazy they're stuff. Dead. There's a guy
no, they
who
bury
studies
their
the
dead.
Ants.
Oh, they're dead. I
they're
thought
dead.
You said. I was like, that's what Stuart did.
Yeah. Woo! It's they a dark episode for me today. But I found out that Oreos sometimes go to one side, so
and that's all that matters.
That's what we care about.
All right, well, that was a fun segment. Thank you for enjoying Weird Science with us.
Thank
Should
you.
We go to Caroline's Corner?
Yes.
Sure. What's happening?
I'm doing the three most annoying voices in pop culture.
Okay, I can hear
right
my own
now.
Voice.
Yeah. Stuart, on this pod, yes, but also, no, I'm kidding. Wait, what did you say?
Stuart, Ashlyn, and Matt.
I said I could hear my own voice. Thank you.
I feel like this pod doesn't apply. I don't. None of your voices annoy me. My
She's
own
like,
voice
you're not
annoys
famous
me.
Enough. She's
no,
not
no,
famous
no.
People.
But I'm also don't. I have a very like. As you know, I'm a sensitive person.
Yeah, she hates
yeah,
annoying.
Stimulation.
So if there is a like a
she
person's
poops
voice,
when she gets excited for Thai food,
right? And
his friends are in
town. When there's someone like there's like in high school, I feel like there were some people I had like class with whose voice would just start like annoying, and then by the end of they did nothing to me, and then by the end of the year, I would like put my fingers over my ears.
Oh. Are you autistic?
I'm like I cannot hear you
there's,
talk right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there's
so
some
annoying.
Autism there.
There's been
okay,
signs.
But
yeah.
There, yeah. Where are my three? You'll probably agree with me.
Okay.
Number one is
you're gonna make us guess, or are you gonna just?
Oh, you want me to tell you?
No.
I don't know. It's up to you.
No, it's up to you.
She's picking who she thinks is the most.
Yes.
Annoying.
Yeah. It's her corner.
And you tell me you agree or not.
Okay.
We're in her corner.
Okay. You first of guess. All, you two, you I know, you don't even have makeup on and you're aggro-aggressive over here.
Yeah, I don't need the makeup.
I'm trying to give you guys a break.
Anything,
so I'm trying to.
I was just explaining. Thank
no, you, yeah. Daddy. Whatever you want. You want to guess?
No. I didn't know what we were doing.
Okay, so it's number
Everyone
one.
Stop fighting.
Stop yelling at me.
Number three is Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay, fair.
Fair.
Okay.
She talks so slow.
That R, you can do it.
I can't do it. That's what annoys me.
It's like,
I want to be able to do it.
Let me see if I have.
Play it.
Kourtney.
Tell me if you agree.
And Scott.
Scott.
I got a little
Chris. It's like
Chris.
It's like I just think like it's not no. It's not that southern, but it's like her R stays
she
stuck.
Like
so affected.
She like rolls her R's like this, like
oh my God.
In the mouth.
It like stays stuck like in the middle.
Chris.
She's like
Chris.
I literally want to take a class to
Great.
Learn this.
Yeah. I just think
I know.
Because it bothers
it.
Me that I can't.
It like stays in the middle of her mouth. I'm like, let it out.
Yes.
Let it out. Let the R out.
Oh my God, my foot, not my foot.
Do I look fat?
Just like 20 pounds overweight.
Pounds.
This is Glendale. I'll be there for you 90% of
Yeah,
of the time. Your version of 90 anyways is
your...
unacceptable. My diamond earring came up in the ocean
That's
and it's
Kim.
Gone.
Your
like
version
air.
Of
the version. Okay, number two.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Is oh my God, where did I put it?
Any men on this list?
Sydney Sweeney is number two.
No.
Okay. Her voice
no.
sounds like I mean I'm not saying it's nothing
no.
personal.
No.
Her voice sounds like it's like so affected, right?
You just hate women.
No, I don't hate her.
You
but
just
like,
hate beautiful
have,
women.
I don't know if I've really
I I have never paid attention to her voice for her tits are off.
I know, I'm always like, oh, pretty lady. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
I guess I just thought she was when she wears makeup, I feel that she's being aggressive. So
in the show, she's very like timid sounding.
Yeah.
Like she's always like a baby on the verge voice. Of tears. It sounds like.
It's like very like that, like
I don't know how you guys can remember Nate. Her voice.
Okay, like
so
Nate.
First, I always put my hair back like
oh yeah.
I'm so wet right now.
Yeah, I don't like her voice. It's grimy.
It's like, it sounds like she has like a third one.
She probably does.
No offense. Yeah. The third one is Shayna Shay.
Oh, you mean the first one?
Shayna Shay. Who's from that?
You mean your number
Vanderpump
one?
Rules, yeah, my queen.
From Vanderpump Rules.
Okay, my queen. Let's play her.
I love her voice. Play
oh
it.
My God. And Strasser, that's what she sounds like. And I'm just like.
She has a Kourtney Kardashian. These are all LA bitches.
Yeah, maybe it's an LA thing. Hold on.
Oh my God. I love Shayna's voice. It's so bad.
Shane, I'm
so
happy.
Like, oh God.
The funny part of this is him and I don't even kiss a lot because he is.
Who do you guys think has an annoying voice?
See, I think men have annoying voices.
Me too.
More
I think
so.
Andy Cohen's voice is annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't like his voice.
Yeah.
He's really raspy these days.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I don't. I'm only thinking of people we know, and I'm trying not to say names of people we know.
Okay. Well,
Caitlyn Jenner's voice.
Yeah, she's like very.
You do.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's so like up here. It's so. You take Who voice acting, right? Don't you take?
Yeah. Like I'm in a voice acting class now.
Do you know like what if that's an effect or like a?
I think those people are just in LA and they sound like
yeah,
stupid.
I think so too.
And that's the issue.
They're so delayed.
That's how they talk there. Yeah.
That's how they talk.
So
but I actually find very annoying voices amazing. Like Megan Mullally has one of my favorite voices.
Oh
or like
yeah,
Leslie
that doesn't
Mann.
Bother me.
Has an annoying voice, yeah. voice, but I love it. I like when.
But they're not so. They're not so annoying. Like
they're
you know
just
what
distinct.
I mean? Like they are distinct, but I don't know if they're annoying. Like sometimes, like having a weird voice makes you funny.
I agree.
You gotta find like the balance. You know who has like kind of an annoying voice? From 30 Rock. I don't know his real name, but Kenneth.
Is
the
that,
page,
yeah,
it's yeah,
like, it's like high pitched kind of.
Yeah, it's not even like I don't know, like it's just so. Mickey Mouse has an annoying voice.
Do you think I have an annoying voice?
No. Do you think I have an annoying voice?
No,
I do sometimes.
I annoy the shit out of people constantly.
I annoy the shit out of myself. Yeah.
I think my personality is annoying to people more. Than...
Are you annoying?
I don't know. My voice, I do sound like. Annoying. I'm like, hey, what's up? And then I'm raspy, and then I sound stupid a lot of the time.
Right.
I like your voice. It's you have. I like the rasp.
I don't know.
I know you're supposed to be a voiceover actor too.
I know. Well, so. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to sell shit.
I don't think you have an annoying voice. I think you have a very stand. Like a voice
I wish I had like a real cool annoying voice.
Mm.
Like you know, as people that like
Fran Drescher.
Like Fran Drescher. Like I wish
or
I had
Gilbert
like a
Godfrey.
Yeah,
real
man.
Annoying
her fucking,
voice.
Her laugh.
Or Gilbert Godfrey. Like, that's amazing, annoying voice.
That'd be fun. I'm too depressed. All right. Well, thanks for welcoming us to your corner. All right. So, topics kids aged 8 to 18 should be screened for anxiety.
I don't know. It depends.
See, here's the problem, though.
She's like, I don't interrupt.
I don't interrupt. I have an annoying voice. Okay, you talk. Sorry. I'm sorry to everyone.
No, it literally happens because your thoughts are coming to your head,
excited.
Right?
You get so excited.
It happens to me too.
Yeah.
It depends what we're gonna do about it. Because here's the thing: if we're just gonna give them like pills or something like that, then no.
Right.
Like it depends how we're gonna take care of that afterwards. Like maybe if we like teach them how to deal with it, like naturally, like with like maybe some yoga, meditation, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if like. America's ready for that. We're literally being like, women can't abort legally anymore, you know? But like, because I don't know, I'm thinking about like, if I was a kid and they told me I had anxiety, maybe I'll use it as a crutch to not do things.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
Right? Like, I feel like once certain people are diagnosed with certain things,
it's a label.
Like, I can't. Like, I can't do it because I have anxiety.
Right.
So we could either be raising a really annoying generation or we can actually do something and like help anxiety for the future. So it depends. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I totally agree. And I think like when like we all probably had anxiety when we were little, I like had to go to like dance class every day, theater shit. I had to do Girl Scouts. I had to go to camp. I had to do all this shit. And I feel like parents, I don't know if this is a bad thing to say, but like parents these days are so soft that then they're going to let their kids just kind of like do what, like, you know right. what I mean? Do whatever. And then it's like, now I'm such a better, I'm like a very strong-willed adult because I didn't, whereas I have a friend who was allowed to quit everything that she wanted to quit.
Right.
And sometimes you have to force a kid to do shit.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean? So I'm a little concerned. And then kids just want to sit on their fucking iPads. That's what's giving them fucking anxiety.
Yeah. They need to move around and shake their
You
got to
move
out.
Around. You got to play kick the can in the street.
Play, kick yeah, the exactly. Exactly.
Because the real anxiety comes in your 20s and late
20s. Yeah. And that's when, yeah, that's
when you actually got to pay for shit. When you yeah. actually got to pay yeah. bills and you're like, how am I going to pay this phone bill?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know.
I think the screens are bad.
Yeah. I think we should make them keep having anxiety so that they can be functional adults.
Mm. Yeah.
They can build an intolerance yeah. to it.
Because now know, I'm more. Like, I have anxiety, but it's all fake thoughts. You know what I mean? Mm. Yeah. You need it to propel you forward a little bit.
You need real yeah. anxiety.
Like, but you need to panic so that you yeah. can stay working. Now but I don't.
Is there anybody yeah. in this world who's never had anxiety? You know what I mean?
Potentially. Like
Potentially.
There are people.
People have anxiety for not having anxiety.
Right. I've known people that have anxiety for being too busy. I know people that have anxiety for not being busy. Like, I feel like at some point in your life, you're going to deal with a little bit of anxiety, that's a little good. Bit of depression, a little bit of this. Like, I feel like you're going to deal with stuff, and like to just diagnose someone, like, just because, like, I don't know if I suffer from anxiety, right? Like, I do get anxiety sometimes, but I don't think it stops me from anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I feel like there's a spectrum on that. Like, yeah. I feel like, yeah, I get anxiety and sometimes it really sucks, but I don't think, like, it holds me back from things.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's good.
I would say mine's been debilitating at points.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. In my life.
Oh.
But now that I know what it is and I can pick up on patterns, I feel like I have an adult brain that's able to like move through it rather yeah. than if I was diagnosed in high school, I would have just not known how to deal with it.
Right, but yeah. and how do we do that, right? Like, you're saying yours is debilitating sometimes. Like, I don't think mine's has been debilitating. So if they go, oh, have you had anxiety before? And we're both like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we both diagnose with anxiety.
Right. Yeah, so they might give someone drugs and someone, like, it could be different and varying.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you ask a bunch of teenagers, have you ever had depression? They're like, yes. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because you're depressed. As a teenager, that's what you're going through. Like,
it's hormonal.
Yeah, so it's just so hard to kind of do that all in a really young age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's really hard.
Leave those kids alone.
Hey, teacher. Leave those kids alone. I don't know. I feel like it's really hard to try to put a label on kids so early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. They can't help it. I feel like it's like...
I know.
Just... I feel like they need to be...
Some kids do, though. I used to babysit kids had really bad anxiety. Like, they would be nervous about, like, things.
Yeah, and it fucks up, like, their speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
But I don't know. As we all know, none of us are parents at this point.
That's true. Talking to Mike,
I think it's Big Pharma trying to get more
That's what I think,
there.
Yeah, they want... Yeah, and I feel so sad for kids that get on stuff like that. So, like, I have so many friends that got on Adderall when they were so young, yeah. and now they're, like, fucked up, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's why abortions are... I feel like they want babies to test on. They want to test on babies.
Well, like, Juice WRLD was diagnosed with, like, something at an early age, mm-hmm. and... He died because he was addicted to pills so
right.
young.
Yeah.
Because, like, he didn't know how to function without them. You know what I mean? Right. So it's yeah. kind of like, I don't know. My brother had epilepsy when he was young, and they yeah. gave him a shit ton of pills.
Yeah.
And when they took him off of it, he became a new person. Like, like more yeah. social, more active. Really? So it's kind of hard to, like, I don't know. That's my opinion. It yeah. depends on how we're going to move forward with that information. Because yeah. If it's just pills.
The greatest country in the world.
You can get an executive functioning coach like I did.
Caroline has an executive functioning coach.
You do?
Yeah, it's to help with my focus and time
that's
management.
That's hot.
I think there's a lot of things wrong with me as I'm revealing.
Like what?
Not on purpose.
We're all revealing it today, honey. Like, I love yeah. it. Wait, you have one now?
Yeah, I just started.
Wait, I want to hear all about this later. I love,
like,
an executive
she, like, makes, like, she's very organized, Midwestern lady, and she's just like, here's what we're going to do. Tell me what you want. Blah, blah, blah. Make the list.
I want one of
those.
Set
the timers. Do the task. Like, I feel like I can't sit still. So she's like, let's try starting. But then I found out it was, like, this thing called the Pomodoro. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Is that a hat?
No, it's this guy.
I love
this guy. Had, it's a really cute. And she shows me, like, little speeches to get me motivated. I'm like,
Oh, it's cute. I am loving this. This is like the lady in White Lotus. I love it so much.
Yeah, but it, I was like, I think I'm, there's something wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong
Let's
with
fix
you.
It.
Maybe you
there's nothing wrong with
stuff.
You, but
I'm like, I can't get shit done.
There's, maybe you just overthink it.
Yeah, you just have free time too.
I have too much free time. So I need to get on a regimen. I'm like, help me fill up this schedule. She's like, yeah. We're gonna make a menu of items.
Oh, I like, menu. I love
that. Okay, I'll have fries with that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my God.
You have sweet potato fries.
Wait, can I give can we give you guys some things to work on? I need a few things.
Yeah,
done.
Can we ask can you ask for us on our behalf?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What if I? That's probably a breach of. What if I have her zoom in and we talk to her?
Wait, that'd be so cool.
That'd be
executive
dope.
Functioning.
Is that weird?
No, that could be. Yeah, that would be.
I
want to
be a CEO
guest.
By the time I'm 30. I have a year and a year
you
and
have
a month.
No time.
I have a year and a month.
You can do it, Stuart. You can do anything.
Well, I feel like we're done. What do you guys think? We talked about the abortion stuff, Stuart. Any advice for young ladies out there who are also wanting to get abortions, just like
I really wasn't going to say anything on this podcast about it, and then I got so fired up, and then Phoebe Bridgers said that she had an abortion. I was like, you know what? I don't even care.
So many people
I'm just
have.
So annoyed. It is healthcare. My advice is, if you're not in a position to have a child, obviously take tons of forms of precaution. Mm-hmm. We all got IUDs in here, except for Ashlyn, I think. Y'all have IUDs, right?
Yes.
You don't? Use condoms for sure. Don't let anyone come in you if you don't know them that well. It's a really bad idea. And also Plan B and stuff like that. You never know. Things don't work out. Apparently IUDs sometimes don't work out. I went down
Nothing
a TikTok.
Is for certain.
I went down a TikTok hole, but not to scare you, but just saying, donate to Planned Parenthood. Volunteer at Planned Parenthood if you have time. And tell men so they stop acting like insane and stupid.
Male birth control.
Yeah, and act like it's not their issue.
And
too.
It's their issue too. And they're apes.
How could you
let's
not
just
think
make them
a kid is your issue? Like, if
I know.
Like, let's I just don't get that.
Let's just make men get vasectomies.
Yeah,
I feel like if you want to stop abortions, that's the best way.
Yeah.
No, like
it's
right.
All
like
of,
my egg does
it's
nothing
not
but die.
Issue. It's all of our issue.
It's really not just women's issues.
And once
issues.
I start seeing my executive functioning coach, I will be running for mayor of Greenpoint.
Yes.
And
oh
I
God,
will
so
vote
cute.
For you.
I'll
I will change locations
Wear
and
a
vote
power
for you.
Suit.
But also, if you have to get an abortion, don't be scared. It's fine.
It's literally
Usually
fine.
Usually it's a pill, right?
Do
it's
you, boo boo?
It's a pill.
Do you?
It's a pill. You just got to get that appointment.
But sometimes
quick,
people don't have that and they got to get
it's insane.
Yeah, the sucky suckies.
Men are walking around thinking that this is. I haven't seen one man post an Instagram post. And let me tell you something. Y'all gonna end up with some crazy baby mamas if y'all don't fight this shit. Cause y'all benefit from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like then you don't gotta pay child support.
Oh, that guy.
So if you want to keep playing video games and jerking off and eating Doritos, I suggest you fight with us.
The guy that knocked me up is so. Fucking lucky I'm not crazy. He is so fucking lucky that I have dreams.
That's what I'm saying. Like, men truly don't
so
think this is
lucky.
Their problem.
That's crazy.
So yeah. Lucky.
Yeah,
I agree. Well, where can we find you guys?
Okay.
Sorry, I have food poisoning, so.
Oh, you
As
haven't
everyone
mentioned
here
that.
Knows, so
Do you have food poisoning?
I'm going into a haze.
You can find me going to get my degree at MIT to
Oreos.
Study Oreo scoring.
Nice.
Why the pros and cons of having the white stuff on the one side.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. The white stuff
the
on the
white stuff
side.
On the one side, which is me on Friday nights.
Ashlyn, where can
you
we
can
find
you?
You
can find me at Carne Asada. That's my favorite meat.
You can find me.
Exactly.
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 You can find me not knowing how to use my computer.
Okay, you can.
I was
find
so
me,
slow today.
You can find me working with my executive functioning coach after
yes.
this, and she's probably going to tell me to not work while you're sick, and I'll say fuck you, bitch, because now we're done.
We're done,
and that's it.
That's
All right,
our
we'll
pod.
See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.